Changing tack now, and gee, our boxing stocks are strong at the moment. And well, he joined us earlier this year, George Kambosos, the 27-year-old lightweight. Well, he's now 19-0 after a split decision win over Welshman Lee Selby at Wembley there in London just over a week ago. He's now the mandatory challenger for the title, the unified title holder, Teofimo Lopez. And well, George joins us on the line now. How are you, George?
Hey, guys. Pleasure to be back on.
I'm
doing great. World number one, mandatory. I'm feeling great.
Great stuff. Now, split decision there, George, against Lee Selby.
Never in doubt, Nido.
We only have to look at the scores. I mean, what was that one judge thinking, seriously? But also, George, one round, the bell rang a minute early. What on earth was going on?
Well, sometimes when you're fighting abroad and obviously in the backyards of the former world champions, you know, you're going to get these issues sometimes. But look, that judge, I don't know what he was watching. To myself, it was a 118-110, and 95% of the world was 118-110, a unanimous decision. Yeah. And again, yeah, I rocked him in round eight. He was hurt. I felt that shot through my fist, and I really believed he was about to go, and all of a sudden the bell went. So that's the issue we have to deal with sometimes, but we got through it.
George, can I ask, what are the significant differences for you that set you apart from everyone else?
Look, I think the way I train, the hunger that I have, the dedication, the discipline, and the sacrifice to the sport that I love. You know, I mean, I left Australia about 6-7 weeks ago to head to Miami, where my training base is. I left my young family in the middle of a pandemic to fly to the US, prepare 110% there, and then fly again to another danger zone where the pandemic is really bad, obviously in the UK, to get the job done on enemy territory. I'm not taking any, I'm not leaving no stones unturned. I'm taking the risk. I've been taking the risk for a long time. I've had 7 fights now abroad in a row. And, you know, I truly deserve to be in the position I'm at right now. World number one, pound for pound number one in Australia. And we're ready to bring this unified world title fight back here to Australia, where it deserves to be.
Yeah, I was going to ask, if you do get this next fight that you want against Lopez, will it be in Australia, in Melbourne?
110%. Yeah. Our priority is Sydney or Melbourne. Again, it all depends with Melbourne with the COVID. Mm. But them two cities are going to be huge. I think we can pack out over 50, 60,000 people. This will be the biggest fight ever in Australian history. A unified title fight has never happened in Australia. And we have already started small talks between both our camps, and negotiations have already started between obviously ourselves, Top Rank, and Team Lopez. It's a massive, massive event for Australia, and what a great event coming out of the pandemic to put sporting not only back in Australia but in the world.
And how long were you away from home there overall there, George? And so you're obviously back home now.
I'm in quarantine now.
Okay,
so
yep.
I still haven't seen my young family, my two kids, but I was away for just under 7 weeks from the time I landed in Miami to obviously the UK, London, and getting the fight over with. So it's a long time to be away, especially when you've got two young kids that are at a early age where they're doing things every day, they're changing every day. My young son, he took his first steps, and unfortunately I wasn't there for that. But that's the sacrifice. As a fighter, that's the things we have to do.
Yeah, if you get this fight then, George, when would it most likely take place?
We're looking March, April.
Yeah.
So early next year. To be honest, if it could be tomorrow, I'm ready to take it tomorrow. I'm still on a high. I've been training non-stop in quarantine. I'm doing as much as I can do in a hotel room. But, you know, we'll be looking at March, April.
Yeah, that's interesting though, George. And I know you like to keep fit, but do you take any, you know, rest between fights, or are one of these boxers that's just like to stay on your toes, keep fit, and it doesn't make it as hard to get ready for your next fight?
Yeah, 100%. I always like to be in the gym. I always like to be perfecting my craft and getting better and better. We can see the progression of my fights. And look, I'm fighting former world champions. My last two fights have been former world champions. And you can see from the Mickey Bay fight in New York and Madison Square Garden to obviously the Lee Selby fight, how much more of an improvement I jumped and how much more of class I showed. And that all comes down to being back in the gym and perfecting my craft. So I'm always in the gym. I love staying fit and perfecting and becoming the best that I can be.
What's some of those things that you like to perfect?
Look, I'll watch the fight over and over, and I'll see where I made mistakes, and then I'll perfect. So there was times where in that eighth round when I hurt him with a beautiful right hand, obviously the bell went early, but I could have came back with a beautiful left hook and really shook him and probably taken him out. So adding on to shots, you know, the movement. And now when we're fighting the best of the best, the elite fighters, Tifa Malope is a unified champion of the world. We've got to be on our game and perfecting everything we do. So, you know, this is a big opportunity for myself. And, you know, that's why I'm straight back into work and getting ready.
Tell us about Lopez then. He's 16-0, 12 wins by knockout, 23 years of age. What makes him such a good fighter?
Well, look, he became the man. He beat the man who had all the belts in Lomachenko. And I think when we last spoke, we were talking about Kambosos Lomachenko, huge fight. But Lopez for a spanner in the works. And look, young, hungry guy like myself. I think he's only 23 years of age. I'm 27. Both hungry lions. Not going to take a backward step. Now, he loves to you know, use his power and his movement, his speed, but so do I. I believe I'm the fastest fighter in the division. I've got explosive power, great speed, great movement. And I truly believe I can beat this guy. I know a lot of people are going to doubt me, but I love that underdog mentality. I've always had that underdog mentality. That's why when I fight these former world champions and they say, look, this might be too much of a big step, I thrive on that. And again, I'm going to thrive on this this opportunity and being the underdog. Just like, you know, us Australians, we love that underdog fighter, and this will be no difference.
Well, George, been great to talk to you again. Well done again on your win over Lee Selby, and we'll be tracking you heading towards, hopefully, we have that fight locked in against Lopez very soon, mate. Thanks so much, and congratulations once again.
Definitely. Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure, and looking forward to making this fight happen and become the unified champion of the world.
Good on you,
good
mate.
On you, George.
Good on you, George.
Cheers, guys.